If a car requires four wheels to be mobile and you only have three, is it going to go? If 32 teeth are a full set and you only have 28, do you have a full mouthpiece? If the moon is out at night and the sun is shining, is it nighttime? None of that made any sense, right? Exactly. Apply that to mental health. If there's a chemical imbalance and your chemicals are in balance, would that pose a strain on your mental health? Let's take it there. It's Coffee with Queen. What it do? Hold on. Rewind. Let me stop with the I'm going to try to anyway, but listen. Let's go back to this car, because if your vehicle is supposed to, like, all of the components of your vehicle, the engine, I'm not a mechanic, but all the components of your vehicle are supposed to work cohesively so that your vehicle operates. Apply that to your body. I don't study anatomy either, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty certain that everything must work cohesively so that you can function efficiently. Mental health really does exist. A lot of people may not agree, but I'm going to take this straight from public information, Wikipedia. The definition of mental health. Mental health is a level of psychological well-being or an absence of mental illness. The state of someone who is functioning at a satisfactory level of emotional and behavioral adjustments. Now, mental health and mental illness. The term mental illness refers collectively to all diagnosable mental disorders, health conditions characterized by alterations in thinking, mood, or behavior associated with distressed or impaired functioning. A person struggling with their mental health may experience this because of stress, loneliness, depression, anxiety, relationship problems, death of a loved one, suicidal thoughts, and the list goes on. I say that to say it's facts. And one thing we need to do as a society is realize that we really do have an epidemic of mental illness going on in the world right now. And the only way to tackle it is to acknowledge it and to acknowledge that it does exist. It's definitely not an excuse. Use me as an example. I stated before on one of my episodes how I suffer from PTSD. And every time I say I suffer from PTSD, the first thing someone asks me is, did you go to the military? Did you fight in war? Absolutely not. I'm too fragile to fight in war. You understand? I was diagnosed with PTSD from a very traumatic event that transpired in my life as a child. And I can honestly say that before I was actually diagnosed with PTSD, I actually did lash out and act out a certain way as a child and as a teen. I know what it's like to want to inflict harm on yourself. I know what it's like to not be able to control your moods. I know what it's like to not want to exist anymore and to not know why. I know what it's like to be afraid to speak about that to anyone close to you, afraid of being judged, afraid of being called crazy. I know what it's like. I'm speaking from experience. Mental health exists. And I can guarantee you that at least one out of three people that you know or you interact with every day, they're dealing with something heavy, baby. They may not even know how to begin to talk about it. It's been there for years. They become accustomed to feeling that way. It's not right. It's not healthy. But it is absolutely okay to feel the way that you feel. If you are listening and you are someone that finds yourself, and I'm talking about years over years in this dark place, mentally, you can have what other people may seem as success in life, but you're still in a dark place and you don't know why. It's okay to feel that way, but it's not okay to stay that way. It is absolutely okay to seek help. It is absolutely okay to try to educate yourself on what the root of your issue is. That's the only way to bring about some resolution. I'm just saying, and I hope you over there sipping on that coffee, because if you care, you're going to spend less time judging and pointing a finger, and you're going to spend more time with an open ear and trying to figure out what the root of the issue is. What can we do as a society to improve the situation? How can we go about really getting help for the people closest to us? Or even if it's us, it's time to open up. Who is that one person that you can trust, that you can confide in and let them know? You know what, sis? Every night I go home, I cry, and I just don't want to live for real. I don't know why. I'm so empty on the inside. I'm doing everything that I possibly can, and I'm just not happy, sis. Talk to me. And if they really care, they're going to do just that. You don't have to have the answers. All you have to do is have the patience. Because mental health is this. And let me stop saying mental health. We all know mental health is this, because that's just the state of your mental being. We're talking about mental illnesses. They exist. Open up your phone. It doesn't matter what app it is. It doesn't matter what news site you go to. Open it up. Prime example, 19 hours ago, dangerous woman infatuated with Columbine shooting. She's a teenager. I'm just speculating, but I can guarantee you there's some miswiring somewhere. And I'm not saying that every foul situation goes back to mental illness. Well, then again, yes, I am. Because if you don't have enough compassion in your soul to realize what you're doing is going to inflict another type of harmful emotion on someone else, your brain isn't functioning correctly. I'm sorry. That's why we have the messages button on this app. You guys can send back your feedback. If you don't have access to the message button because you're listening someplace else, subscribe wherever you are first. And then email me. Comment. I don't care. Reach out to me. Let's make it do what it do. I'm open to everybody's perspective. Hey, I talked about that in another episode, perspectives. Perhaps you can shine some light in some areas that I may be dark in. All I'm saying is what I'm speaking now is factual. Mental illnesses do exist, and we need to do more as a society to recognize them, acknowledge them, and be more welcoming of them. And I'm not saying welcoming of them of like accepting the harm that it's inflicting. I'm simply saying being welcome of the people closest to you that may be suffering, unbeknownst to you. Be receptive without judgment. And you'll be surprised what we can cure at the kitchen. Over a cup of coffee. I don't know why I decided to talk about mental illnesses today. Like I said, I speak from experiences, and I got tired of seeing so many red flags in a lot of these articles that I'm coming across. Another prime example, a few days ago in Haynes County, Florida, a guy actually took out three generations. His girlfriend, her daughter, 6 years old, and her grandmother. And he posted a status on Facebook, and the last thing he said was, I don't know what happened to me. I've been under so much stress. It was just like I snapped and I started hearing voices. Look, there I go again with the It's time for me to go. Enjoy that cup of coffee. Remember, it is Coffee with Queen. I'm going to bring you some dope things. Good, better, and different. Hey, we're going to make it do what it do. Happy Thursday. Remember, just because it's not you doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Be a little bit more receptive to people that you may encounter, your friend, your family member. Let them know that, hey, you're there to lend an open ear. Even if you don't know the answers, you're here. And you'll be surprised what type of lights you'll start to switch on. And wherever you're at, subscribe. I would love to have another cup of coffee with you. Make it do what it do. I'm outie for real this time. Holla at your girl.